Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales, and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Natalie Torres-Adad, and I'm here with my brilliant co-host, Vera Egli.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Today, our special guest is someone that's dear to me, not just because she's family, but really is someone that you want to be watching because she's an inspiration in what she's doing for her community, and really just inspiring other women to do, you know, be the boss for themselves. She is not only a real estate agent, she is a real estate investor first, and she can tell you a little bit about her story, but it's also someone that is bilingual. So it's wonderful when I see her she's doing presentations, she's doing these public speaking events and being able to share her story to inspire other people. And also she happens to be an immigrant from Colombia, and it's just wonderful to see that representation that we don't always see. So to our podcast, Jessica Torres, welcome.
Thank you. What a great presentation. I mean, thank you. Sometimes I hear my story and I'm like, wow, yeah. I definitely come from a background of a lot of trauma and a lot of sacrifice to get us to a better place, you know. And I'm that first generation here to make that happen, hopefully, and make all those dreams come true for all my ancestors.
Wow. I love that. Thank you for saying that. And I also love Colombia. And I also love that background for you guys listening. She actually has a dog in her car, and they're driving it to somebody who is decided to rescue it. So she has a rescue in the car. So thank you for taking the time out to even have the conversation with us. So we'll dive right in. And I want to ask, because sometimes I think there's a little bit of confusion on what it means to be a real estate investor. Some people might think it's just, you know, you just do homes or you flip them or multi-unit. So can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you define yourself as a real estate investor?
That's a great question. So, a little bit about my background. I majored in finance, entrepreneurship background, wanted to always own my own business. And I took a little bit of my passion and what I've experienced in life. So my mom lost her home in 2008 due to foreclosure. She's always wanted to have that American dream of owning her property. And then mixed in with a little bit of understanding that during our hardest time when my brother had cancer, the job that she spent, 10 to 15 years dedicated her life to it, would let her go within 6 months of us struggling and going back and forth between the hospital and work. So I knew that being employed was never going to get me anywhere. And I knew that the American dream, there had to be a foundation there. What is it, you know, with real estate and finances that we all struggle with sometimes, the finance part of it. And I think it goes down to back in the day, we used to trade anything, salt, pepper, right? And so the foundation of wealth comes with land. It comes with real estate. And so what I do now is I help people that find themselves in financial trouble. I help them with real estate transactions, particularly whether it's, you know, finding their dream home or, you know, later down their line, maybe they're losing it and they need an investor to come in, cash offer. Maybe they have, you know, an ugly home that doesn't meet standards, or maybe their scenario is different where they need a year to move out, but they need the cash now. And so I provide creative solutions for them to stay in their home or move out or, and, you know, find their next step in their life journey.
I love that you said creative solutions, because I think that's something that holds a lot of entrepreneurs back in many different ways, where the initial thought of how you start your business is very creative, but then you kind of just get into this, like, this is how everyone else does it. And that what you're offering, it sounds very unique and very like you kind of carved out your own little planet in the real estate industry.
Yeah. And Jessica, one thing I just love that you said in your story is you're teaching people how to hopefully buy their home or save their home or whatever it is that you're doing. But you also come from the background that you have two mindsets, two perspective as the realtor, as well as the investor. And I think that is so important because oftentimes people say, oh, you know, I want to find a realtor. And I say, well, look for one that actually invests in real estate. Cause a lot of realtors don't, a lot of them don't even own their own home, which is not a complete issue, but obviously reminding that that means that people aren't looking at what an investor looks for or what they want to see in the long term. So I think it's helpful to have that background. And I forgot to mention too, she's also a veteran too. So she's, you know, served our country. And I think that's so important. Kind of, it shows throughout her whole life that she's wanted to help other people. A question that I think we often get, especially on this podcast, is, you know, for someone that's starting out, what do you recommend for them? Because, you know, maybe they've never bought a place or, you know, they're just kind of overwhelmed with thinking about, you know, becoming an investor or even starting the, you know, the buying process. What are some of the tips that you recommend?
Yeah. So great comments. And I want to tackle one comment before I get into that advice. And I think it ties in together is, you know, working with people that know what they're doing and investing themselves. And the reality is we should all be investors. We should all learn how to invest in big assets, small assets, whether it's your vehicle. Really, you can turn anything that can be a liability into an asset, depending on how you're using it and the numbers that you're purchasing it at versus the value of it and so forth. So I think it's important for us to know that, important for us to all live in the mindsets of where everything that we touch, we spend our money on is an investment. And so what are some of the tips and advice for, you know, for folks getting started is mimic the folks that you look up to, that you want to emulate, you know, learn from them, whether it's from the free resources or from paid resources. I believe in mentorship. I'm a big fan of, you know, just law of association and making sure that you surround yourself with the people that know more and can multiply, you know, their business, and therefore, you know, you can learn from them and multiply your business. Community is super important.
That is really key. And besides the tips that I think that's a fantastic tip, and a lot of people maybe think that they don't want to ask for help. I think that's a big problem because I know a lot of investors. For example, when my husband and I went overseas looking for something, at first I was like terrified because I was like, I don't want them to think I'm dumb and I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, but then we started just asking around, also asking his parents because they're real estate investors, and just putting ourselves out there really and just asking what I thought were dumb questions. But turns out that there was a whole forum of all these questions and people more than willing to help and not always at a monetary cost, which I think is very surprising to some. When you look at the real estate industry from the outside in, you think it's all just money and, like, you know, they're just trying to reel you in and grab you, but it's actually not like that. Not when you align yourself with the right people.
Yeah. And another question for you, I think, because I mean, the fact that we're talking about finding mentorships and finding the right people that are, you know, they say your average, your five friends, the closest that you spend the most time with, are all broke. Chances are you're part of that average. And so, you know, being able to connect with other people. But I think a good question too is, you know, for you in particular, what have you looked at as far as like what money values that have helped you to the success that you have when it comes to investing? Because I know sometimes we just had this conversation, right, Vera, a couple of weeks ago, we're like, oh, our 20s, we used to invest totally different, you know, because we thought this is how you were supposed to invest. And so what have you seen has changed from maybe the first property you bought to, you know, your most recent purchase? What have you seen that change as far as your money values?
That's such a great question. And I think, I relate to a lot of your podcasts, Natalie, because you talk about this so much. It's your daily habits of how you spend and what you spend your money on now. You know, going a little bit to what you said, in my 20s, I never thought about eating out or drinking out as a big issue. Now I'm like, oh, that could be a house, you know. I'm not buying that alcohol. I'm pre-gaming, or, you know, little strategies like that as an adult that I used to, maybe even consider them cheap in my 20s. And now I'm like, no, I'm just being savvy. I'm just being very intentional with every dollar spent, with every dollar gained. Right. I think I realize that money is energy in a lot of ways as well. So the more that I take care of myself and my mind and my body and my soul, the more that I align myself with very clear vision and goals, then I am also making better decisions towards and more intentional with my money. So it's a little bit of mixture of, I think, being intentional, knowing yourself, really planning and setting goals and having a vision. And then the community plugs in the part that's hard. It's hard to, not go out with all your friends every weekend. And that's why you have to get friends that aren't doing that, right? That are doing something towards what you're doing or what you want to do and can help you achieve those goals. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really true. And I think also, one thing, as you get older, you also start saying, like, because, you know, when you're younger and if you for those individuals that actually started really young and said, no, I'm going to save my shekels now, I commend them, because the bravery to be like, to face up to say no to your friends, and even if they're like, why are you being cheap, like, what's your deal, why aren't you coming out? I think as you get older, you start realizing it's not being cheap, it's being smart and frugal, but it's so difficult to overcome that when you're younger, because you don't want to appear like you're being cheap. So that's really great advice. And for those younger listeners, we all are very young here, right? But for the very, very young listeners, like, you know, just stand up for yourself. It's your money, it's your life, and take your words and the things that we say on this podcast. Stand up for yourself, be brave, and be savvy with your money now, so that you can contact, for example, Jessica and say, hey, I want to buy a house, right? What do I have to do? And speaking of that, how can people learn more about you? Do you have free resources? Are you only in California or in other states as well?
Yeah, there are some free resources. We are working on creating some YouTube channel. But right now, what I do is every maybe quarter do some free seminars on some of my Airbnb strategies, buy and hold strategies. I am part of a real estate club where, you can purchase a little bit more deeper related subjects and education and things like that to make it more of a profession, 24-hour profession. But I do a little bit of everything to be able to support the community and teach them from educating homeowners to educating investors or future buyers on all those platforms. So Genuine Realty Services is my company's name, or you can just look me up as Jessica Torres. I live here in La Habra Heights, California. So my location and myself, I'm sure you'll be able to find me. But we have a homeowners prevention event, actually, for anybody experiencing hardship, maybe wanting to know some of the government free programs, wanting to connect with some lawyers. It's a free event for homeowners to come and check us out. It's in Riverside. I'll make sure to share the information with you guys, so maybe you can share it with any of your followers that might be interested. It's a free event, and it's just providing education about free options.
Perfect. We'll add that to the show notes. And once again, thank you for being a part of this. Unfortunately, the time is already done, but I want to have you back anyways, because you just touched on a subject that is a whole nother subject, right? Is, you know, foreclosures and kind of, you know, what is that you can do for home prevention and those great programs. So thank you so much for being a part of this. And for those that have questions, please let us know so we can get those answered with you and hopefully have you back soon.
Thank you, and please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.